This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. London threw another big sports-related party today, the opening ceremony for the 2012 Paralympic Games. Athletes with a wide range of disabilities compete in everything from track and field and cycling to table tennis and judo. Miles Porter is on the American judo team. He's 27 years old, legally blind. He says he can see shapes from about 10 yards away. That's about it. Miles, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
So how does judo work when you're visually impaired? There must be some challenges.
Yeah, there definitely is. I fight on the sighted side of judo as well as the Paralympic side. And the good thing about judo is the only adaption is you start with the grip, and if you break, the referees just lock you back up again and you start the match.
Aha. So it's not something coming out of the blue that's going to kick you in the ribs.
No, not too much. And the good thing is with judo, it's like the Japanese version of wrestling. So we do all the throws. So we're really pretty much always touching.
Does it feel a little bit like the Paralympics are a bit forgotten sometimes?
Sometimes I think because a lot of people don't realize, or they classify it maybe closer to a Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Because that's well branded in the U.S.
Does that take away the opportunities you might have after your career, after the games, to get endorsement deals and sort of capitalize in that way?
The Paralympics is still the second biggest sporting event in the world behind the Olympics. Even the World Cup of Soccer is still smaller than the Paralympics, which is kind of cool if you think about how big that is.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Coca-Cola's picked up on Paralympics his last 4 years. BP has more Paralympic athletes in their sponsorship deals than they do Olympic athletes. United has a few. So if you take those are huge companies that has Paralympic athletes as a face of their corporations.
This is a little bit materialistic, but do you guys talk about this, you the athletes?
Not so much, because we're just so grateful we're here.
Yeah.
I remember in 2007, I was having a bad day. I was complaining. I was young. I didn't want to train, this and that. And our coach threw us in the pool just to give us some different kind of workout. And I'm 225 pounds. I swim like a rock. So I'm struggling. Here's a guy that comes in with no arms and no legs and lapped me 3 times. I didn't complain the whole rest of that trip.
You said you fight on the sighted side of judo as well?
Yeah, I do able-bodied judo as well, yes, sir.
And you're not at a disadvantage?
I am. Being blind is a big disadvantage.
You know what this makes me think of is Oscar Pistorius, right? The South African runner who has artificial
legs. Yes, sir. Good friend of mine.
Oh, is that right? You know Oscar?
Yeah, I know him very well. I've known him since 2008.
Now, how is it that he gets to do able-bodied Olympics, but you don't?
I do. There's a 99% of my tournaments are against able-bodied athletes. Right now, I'm ranked number 2 in the country behind the guy that actually made the regular Olympic teams. Hopefully, if I keep the points, I'll be going to the World Championships. I'll be the first visually impaired person in the world in the history of judo to go.
What's your competition schedule? When's your first match?
With judo, we fight everything in one day. My weight class. I fight on September 1st. We weigh in at 6 in the morning. Tournament starts at 11 and finals, hopefully I'm there, start at 4 o'clock. So I'll find out if I have a medal that day.
Go. That's crazy, man. 4 years into one day, like 18 hours.
Yes, sir.
Miles Porter, he is a legally blind Paralympian. He's a judo athlete. All right, man. Good luck.
Thank you very much.